Survivor Specialist Phil and Alexa are back with our final preseason episode of Survivor Season 41. That's right. In 2 days, we will actually have been watching Survivor. I can't think of the words I was going to say.
Wow.
But in 2 days, the Survivor 41 premiere will be over with. And won't that be so exciting for everybody? It's been a long time, and it's pretty hard to believe that the next time you see our faces, that will be the case. But just in case you were very excited about that, we wanted one more time to bring back intern so you could see his face for the first time while.
I'm back. I'm always excited to be back. Nothing will lighten my day like getting to show up on this special.
Wow, that's beautiful, Robert.
Yeah. And it's beautiful. He's only saying that because he knows I'm about to brutally insult him for the next 10 minutes because of his performance last year in the fantasy game. Where here's the fact here, everybody. There were four people last year who participated, and we did the auction-style draft because we all knew the players. This year, we're back to snaking. But we all knew the players. It was Phil, Alexa, Vaughn, and Robert slash intern, who has Robert down there. So just so anybody who's new isn't confused. And not only did intern finish last place, he didn't even score half as much as anybody else's final score.
Brutal.
The second lowest score in the game was 76 points for Alexa, and intern's final score was 38. So that's it. And Alexa was third place. So I just want everybody to know how bad he really butchered this one.
But let me tell you, it was really funny. And yes. I'm down to take the bullet again if it's good content. So that's all I have to say.
If it makes people laugh, then let's keep having Robert fail.
The only story, smiles we were getting last May. So thanks, intern. We really appreciate that. And
on it.
If you're unfamiliar with Robert slash intern, make sure you go check out the series him and Alexa did all throughout the this whole last year. He was actually all over the place on our channel, and you could watch his hair grow in live real time. It was pretty amazing. He was all over, and I, for one, am a massive fan of everything I'm seeing from intern here. So if you're not watching the video, go watch the video. If you're only listening on Audio Boom, it's worth it. And then also go check out intern back in his college days when he was interning for us, and you can see how short his hair was, and it's pretty impressive what you've pulled off here.
Phil, that's the nicest thing you've ever said to me.
Yeah, we're done. That's incredible.
You get it. You get him about once a year, Robert. Take him when you can.
All right, I'll mark up September 20th, 2022. The next time Phil says something nice to me.
That's it, man.
The hair's looking good, Robert.
Thank you. Both of your hairs are also looking great. I feel like I need to reciprocate, but that didn't come out nearly as well.
Not for nothing, Alexa and I haven't changed our looks in pretty much since Alexa had that beautiful baseball photo. That's probably the last time she changed her look. And I don't think I've changed my look since freshman year when I had a massive afro that was just frizzy. So
honestly, and everyone benefited from both of our hairstyle changes.
Yeah. So, and the fact that Alexa stopped playing baseball, no more of those photographs. All right. Here's how it works. Last year, it was a little bit more fun, maybe, air quotes. I don't know.
You're underselling us. We haven't even started.
No. I mean, in terms of the scoring, because last year we had quit Edge of Extinction, quit Edge of Extinction before the merge, quit the game outside of Edge of Extinction. We had something with fire tokens, which are super exciting, and we can't wait to see them back again this season. They're not back.
Thanks, Mike White.
Yeah, thanks, Mike White. Also, thanks, Survivor, for doing that and then not going anywhere with it. That just confuses my poor brain. But anyway, all we have, there's six things that you can get here. And yes, we're going to keep bringing back MVP because, hey, why not? It'll get you guys to vote and get you all to interact. And we can see who your favorites are as the season progresses. There won't be LVP because that's just mean. But anyway, correct idol play. We have 3 points. The winner of the game is 10 points. Individual immunity win is 2 points. MVP of the episode is 3 points. If you quit the game, that's minus 10. And however many days you're in the game is a half point. That one came from Vaughn. He said 1 point per day was too many points and offset everything else. Although, and now we can have this discussion now, should we re-up that to 1 point because there's only 26 days on this season, which is much shorter than what the last season was?
So I'm thinking this out loud, but since it's all like everything's going to be shifted relatively, like tribal counselors are going to be shifted, that maybe it's still a pretty equitable.
I think we stick with the 0.5 per day.
Okay.
Easy.
Based off,
love the suggestion, Phil.
Based off of nothing. I'm just.
You guys don't want to. You guys don't want to do 2/3. You guys don't want to do 2/3.
No, that's. So, I don't,
do you want to do that math?
Point. I'd rather just not have the point.
I think we do 7/20 seconds. What do you think? Good.
Easy.
I was gonna go 6/20 seconds, but you know.
You know. Well, so I think with 6/20 seconds ends eventually, right? 7 is pi. Whatever. That's for all. That's for all you people out there.
22/7, Phil.
22/7. That's it.
Of course.
Nobody said I was intelligent. Hey. You know,
Robert's the engineer here,
and I'm the interior decorator, as you can see by my background compared to the engineers.
Phil has had a really exciting past few months because every time I podcast with him, another piece of something appears behind his head.
Yeah.
It's funny.
Rachel just keeps moving the entire apartment around every time I come in here. It's a new apartment. So anyway. Let's get into this thing, and Alexa and I don't know which order we're going to pick in yet, but we feel really bad for Robert, so we're going to let him pick first.
Robert, why don't you? Why doesn't Robert get to pick who goes second?
I like that.
So much pressure that you never want.
I've been complimenting him all day long.
And now you got to pick favorites in front of lots of people.
Wow, that's a tough choice.
Yeah.
Well,
and you know, there is a right answer, but it's fine.
While I stall, I will say that it was my season 40 strategy to lose really, really hard so that Phil would feel bad for me. And now I get first pick. And that means that I'm going
to
win here.
You had to feel pretty darn bad for Phil to feel bad for you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you saw how badly I lost. A reasonable expectation that someone would feel bad with me, especially with someone as good at drafting sports things such as Phil and as knowledgeable about Survivor. I don't know. That's for you. It's a sports thing.
So, does all the sports things.
I'm not a sports guy, so I don't know what's going on. Point is, I feel like it would be a huge disservice to the entire Survivor Specialist community if I didn't pick Jairus JD as the first pick.
Oh, my God.
What do you mean? Oh, my God, Alexa, you were going to do that shit, too.
I wasn't. Okay. I was going to only do it if it bothered Phil. So you beat me to the punch.
I don't even like. So Robert goes and he picks first, and I still don't know what order we're picking in.
Yeah, who picks it?
I told you I'm stalling.
Robert stalls by picking his team.
Well, yeah. What else am I going to say besides like what I'm supposed to be doing anyways, right? I mean, you guys both have your
good,
first
That's a good, good use of time. We appreciate that.
Yeah, and you guys are actually helping me stall a little bit more, so I appreciate it.
We can rib you a little longer if you need help.
I mean, yeah. So honestly, like, even regardless of him being a fan and stating that, like, the Survivor Specialist on this, like, on different interviews and stuff, like, he has a lot going for him. I think the only thing that JD doesn't really have is, like, he's kind of young, which, you know, traditionally it's not very good. You don't have, like, the same life experience that you can have, like, you know, connecting with other people. Outside of that, I don't think that like there is many like, hey, shut up,
it's
John Milstead. It's not a trap.
Too late.
I think he really has a good shot of making it far. And as long as he can kind of hide how young he is, I think he has a pretty good shot of winning, you know? So I'm going to stick with him. I think he has a lot of equity in this game. There's really not that much downside. Also, technically, the only other two people that have really been outwardly fans of Survivor Specialists before they went on the show, both have won, Adam Klein and Tommy Sheehan. So all I'm saying is that if there's a third person, it follows the trend. And I'm willing to put my Survivor 41 draft life on JD.
I don't want this to happen. But what if he goes home first? And we
that
spent the past month talking about how amazing
so
this guy
funny.
Is, and then Robert picks him.
So funny.
I have a different strategy this year where that's what I'm doing. I'm playing up everybody that I actually don't like so that I'll get the people I want for the game, because otherwise you all just end up picking the people that I like. And Vaughn would come on this podcast and he would have like props and different things, and he totally went all in his own thoughts. But I know that intern's just a follower and he's going to follow me. So I was like, I got him. Bait and switch. I didn't want JD at all. So happy Robert took him.
Well, when JD wins, we'll see who's laughing.
Yeah, I'm pissed. I'm not going
to lie. So, and in order to completely avoid responsibility, I have entered both Phil and Alexa into a random list generator.
Which, by the way, none of us can see. So therefore, he's just making it up.
He's going to rig it. But
I'm not going to rig this.
Okay? Oh, the camera's off. My camera ended.
Oh, and two came out for Alexa.
What is that? That looks spooky.
Are we back? This is why you don't do stuff live, like move your camera around.
No. This looks like the Dharma Initiative.
Okay, I'm going to click it, and then I'm going to take a photo of it, and then I'm going to tweet it out.
We love to see it. Wow. All right, will we have to wait for the tweet?
No, Phil won. You can tell because it doesn't say clicked twice.
He's gone. Now he's totally gone.
He is so upset that you got the second pick that he left.
Yeah, that's all it took. So was it me who was second? Is that what that means?
Can you guys hear me?
Robert, like
you totally dropped out.
You just passed
away.
Crazy.
All right. Well, we did hear
it was Phil.
Yeah.
All right. So we're going to let you get situated. And Phil.
Do I pick second then? He's gone. All right.
Let's say you're second.
All right. I'm picking second. Alexa's picking third. And Robert, if he ever comes back, might get another pick. I'm not going to lie. I actually set up a virus on his computer because he took Gyrus. Hey, what's up?
Oh, look at that. This is just intern strategy to distract Phil and Alexa. If so, he's doing an excellent job.
And just so everybody knows, Exploder JC does know how to spell distract.
Yeah.
He did put it in there. He corrected.
Good follow up.
But anyway, we'll see if intern actually ends up coming back. With my first pick, so I was really confused today, and I don't know if anybody else felt this same confusion going through their veins, but on Instagram, Ricard Foyer.
The Foyer? Accent, I feel like you have to have some fun because it's an accent.
Is it a Foyer? Is it a Foyer?
It's a tomato.
It's a tomato. So the thing is, I saw his tweet, and intern is back.
We're back.
And on Instagram, he put, "The girls are in formation. Catch me on September 22nd, 8 p.m. And he put a picture of his tribe. I'm wondering if maybe that's a little hint from Ricard here that the girls are going to do. Maybe he teams up with the girls. I don't know.
So I missed it. You picked Ricard?
No, I'm just saying when I saw that, I was like, how can I overthink this one and take it totally out of context? So I'm going to go and I'm going to say who's safe over here. I'm going to take one of the girls there and I'm going to take Sarah and I'm going to go with her right off the bat. And,
wow.
Yeah. Because when I
saw
that tweet,
is totally trolling Phil, who is totally trolling Robert. Oh, this is God. All a conspiracy.
It is. So actually Ricard is in on it. And little do you know, intern, that this entire season is just a giant troll of you. We even have CBS.
Honestly, if you did that for me, that would be like the best birthday present ever.
Anything for you.
He's so kind. My birthday's coming up soon.
I was about to say, today your birthday and we're not talking about it?
No, it's not today. It is soon though. Not that you guys can remember.
No, I won't remember. Don't
October. I know October.
Then it'll be live that I'm supposed to remember.
It is October. Yes.
Yeah.
Alexa, so here's what I'm going to say before you go. Please, and even if it's rumored, please do not discuss the rumored boot order in the chat ever. Please do not discuss anything regarding it because that is a quick way to just get you kicked out of the chat. Because even something as simple as what was said here, if we know who your favorites are, then that is pretty apparent to all of us what the boot order is trying to say. Now, I don't know who your favorites are, but that becomes a lot more apparent as seasons go on. So please do not discuss any of the spoilers. If there even are any, I think this is the best I've ever done at avoiding them because I have actually been working, as I stated.
And also like rumored boot order, like whatever it is, it's rumored. So
yeah,
rumored boot lists are wrong all the time. So I actually don't want to hear any of them, you know?
Yes. So don't disappoint us. We will be mad and disappointed.
We will be mad and disappointed. And I just want everybody to know that as Robert said, they're wrong anyway. He also put his hand through his hair and like let the flow go. So I'm just saying he's got it going on right now and he's got a little bit more confidence than I'm used to seeing on this podcast, which is making me a little worried.
Anyways, your Sarah pick, I think that's a good pick.
Thank you.
Yeah, Robert, we haven't heard your take on anyone yet, and Phil and I have talked ad nauseum. So whenever someone makes a pick, give us like your quick hit.
Right. Yeah.
Quick Sarah, hit thought.
I think when I first saw Sarah in the cast, I was like kind of not like super high on her, but like the more that I like read up about her, like going to MIT, that's some crazy stuff. Yeah. She seems to be like I know that a lot of the Survivor alum are really into poker, and she said that poker is one of her hobbies. And just everything that she said seems to be seemed really good. I think JD probably had a little bit more, is more charismatic, but Sarah is a bit older. I think they're both in pretty good spots. But again, I think being young on Survivor is a pretty big detriment, and that, you know, I think that could be scary for her and something that hopefully she can overcome.
Yeah.
Good pick.
All right. Alexa, you got back-to-back picks because we're snaking.
I know. We love snaking the draft. I am going to pick – first, I'm going to pick Tiffany. I've kind of been on her the whole – really, like, throughout this entire preseason. Maybe it has something to do with the fact that she gave us $20. Maybe it doesn't. I'm not sure. But I really like her, and I think, like, you were just talking about, Robert, how JD, like, historically, people who are very, very young – don't do well on Survivor, and people who are also on the older end of the spectrum of that cast, of cast in general, also don't tend to do well. However, I think a lot of changes are made this season, one of which is the like diversity in age. So there are multiple people who are on the quote unquote older end, and there are multiple people on the younger end. I think Tiffany has a like, she has a young excitement about her, and I think she's a really huge fan, but not, she's not a huge fan in the sense that she's going to go out there and be a game bot. I think she's like probably the kind of fan that like my mom is, where my mom has watched every, like pretty much every single episode, but not in like the crazy analytical, like looking for data for the sake of looking for data kind of way. And I think that is a great way to play the game. So yeah. I am going to pick Tiffany.
And one thing just I want to say about this cast, because I said a lot on our Patreon podcast, but I didn't say it really on here. But I think a massive thing working in the favor of this cast is not just that there's diversity in appearance, diversity in background, but there is so much diversity in age on this season. Mm-hmm. That is massive to Survivor, because some of the best relationships we've ever seen on the show are people on opposite ends of the age spectrum. Roger Bingham and
Elizabeth.
Elizabeth in season 2, that's happening. Rudy and Richard were 30 years apart almost when they played the first time. Like, you need that big gap. And also Rudy and Wigglesworth being in the same alliance, 50 years apart, nothing in common. That's what makes it fun. We started to see that drift away a little bit in later seasons as they stopped putting in more older women and older men. And I think that is something that is going to be massive to this season and a massive positive. And rightfully so, a lot has been portrayed towards the diversity and the diversity in age and appearance and all that, or age and background, not age, background and appearance. I can't stop saying age, but I think it's kind of been overlooked that there's a lot of age diversity on here. And I think that's a massive positive for this season.
Yeah. 100%.
I totally agree. I will also say that something I think that is important is because we're starting off with tribes of six, it is a lot more important to have, you know, like if you're in a tribe of 10 and you're not physically capable, like there are going to be like, what, 9 other people that can help carry a challenge for you. But it's a lot more important to be able to like win a tribal immunity when you only have 6 people on a tribe.
Yeah.
And I think I was a little like, that's why I'm a little concerned about Tiffany is like, I mean, not that none of these people, I mean, she runs, like that's pretty cool. But I think she doesn't seem as physically capable as, you know, other people. And I'm down to be surprised. Like totally. I just don't think that, I feel like I'm prioritizing like physical strength a lot, in terms of like not being an early boot. So. Mm-hmm.
Totally. Which is why my second pick is going to be Xander. I want to get someone on opposite end of the age spectrum, opposite end of like, you know, people look at Xander and they're going to think he's athletic. I don't necessarily think that Xander is going to win, but I want someone who has a, like, someone who will probably going to make the merge. Because at that point, like, it's always going to be an opportunity to get an idol. It's always going to be an opportunity to win individual immunity. I kind of want to pick somebody who I think will float anywhere. And Xander is my pick for that. I don't like, again, I don't have any major thoughts about him as like a winner, but I don't think there's anything about him that would make him be a first boot either.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like this is Xander is someone that I would like meet at work because he's an app developer and he's young and he like, you know, is outdoorsy and all that. I agree. I mean, honestly, I think that the reason why young people don't win Survivor a lot is because they just like go to like the middle of the season a lot, right? Like, unless like not that either of you guys watch Big Brother, but like I did hear that like this guy is like Travis from the most recent Big Brother season, where it's like, yeah, he was young and he was a lot like Xander, but then he like, yeah, I'm not in a long kill. But like, if he's not as experienced as anybody, as everybody else, then he's going to get booted out early. And I don't think that that's the case with Xander. So I think that's another good pick for this early in the game. And it's just like, if you want to get my strategy, not that you guys couldn't tell, but my strategy is just to do like the wild cards all the time. Mm-hmm. I think this is a good safe pick if you just want to get like a good chunk of points. And if I had done this ever, it probably would have helped, but whatever, you know.
I think you're guaranteed in a 26 game season, you're guaranteed like 7.5 points from Xander. There's going to be an episode where he's going to be MVP and he's going to make it at least 9 days. Like, that's like, so I think you're kind of guaranteed like 7.5 points at the absolute worst.
Yeah, very low risk of being a first boot.
Yeah, exactly. Where there are some people in here who are very high risk for being a first boot, and that's why they're going to be further down. Because of this. Okay. So this, I will say now, this is normally where I would go with somebody like Ricard or somebody like David or somebody like Chantel or Nasir, people who I've been talking up all preseason, who I really, really like. And I'm going to go a different route because it's a shorter game and because of these six person tribes and because it's more of a sprint and because I think it's going to work in their favor that they have less time to screw up. And I think the merge is almost going to sneak up on people, and this person's going to have a better chance to make a deep run. And I'm going to go with Danny from Luvu.
I like it.
As the NFL player.
That's not a you pick.
Not a me pick at all. But what I like about him right now is I don't see his tribe getting rid of him if they lose the first tribal. And if they lose the first one and they go a second time, they're definitely not going to get rid of him because he is by far the strongest person on that tribe. So I think that he's going to survive that point. And if there is no swap or if there's only one swap, I see him getting at least until there. And I really think that based on how fast this season is going to move, I think he's got he's almost a lock to make the merge. And then it's just a matter of how quickly they want to get rid of him. But that's why I'm going to go with him, because a lot of the other people I love this year, they could easily be out on day four. Mm-hmm. And that scares me right now.
Yeah. And just the way that this game's going to be with like them being pretty much starved, like for real from the beginning, physical strength is going to mean a lot more. So I think that's a good pick.
Well, yeah, I mean, Robert hates it.
I don't hate it. It's a it's a really good point that you brought up, because it's like, yeah, it's a shorter season. We always see like the NFL player not do well, but I think that like this change definitely benefits, like the format definitely benefits, like just, oh yeah, like, you know, if you're strong, like, you can't really be strong for 39 days because you're starving, but, like, maybe you could be strong for 26 days. Maybe, like, that's what you need to, like, get you to the merge and, like, people aren't as threatened by you or something. I think that, like, I mean, I feel like this archetype, not that I, like, know anything about archetypes, but, like, this archetype has always, like, you know, it's been hard for them to find success, but, like, it does feel like this would be a good change. And maybe it's not, but I think that, like, it's at least solid reasoning, you know.
Yeah, so. I think that's the only archetype that it actually benefits is the athlete, because I think it speeds it through. And that's why I like Xander too there, because I think Xander is a lot more valued now because of how fast the game is moving. The provider, this doesn't help at all. But somebody who can win you challenges and get you closer, and you don't know if a merge is going to happen just on day 10 and you're not going to be starving like you usually are in this game, you're not going to be as dead as you usually are, how can you get through this as quickly as possible? And I think somebody who can just win you some challenges, that's what you're looking for in this season. And I think Danny is definitely that guy.
I like that. Good pick.
All right, Robert, who are you got your snake in now.
Well, I'm very glad that you decided not to pick Ricard, because I'm going to pick Ricard.
I had a feeling. I was like, I could pick him, but it's never going to swing back my second time.
Ricard was my second pick. I think he's incredible. I mean, he's like right in the good age range of people that like are, you know, generally one survivor, like early 30s. He's 31. He just seems like he's like self-aware, but he also is like able to communicate and is aware of other people. Like he's a flight attendant. And like, I wouldn't ever want to be a flight attendant because I wouldn't want to deal with like
planes.
Anybody, like all the people that are on planes. And then like the kinds of people that you would interact with on planes. And like, if you're doing that, like you're obviously good at like communicating with people. He seems like he has a good head on his shoulders. He seems like decently athletic. I just think that I just really like him. Unless he like whiffs socially and like doesn't have any friends day one, which he doesn't seem like that. Then I think he's going to do well.
Ricard has that like Wendell Winners swagger, just in like the way, like there's a confidence that isn't cocky. Swagger. It's very confident, but it's very like self-aware too. And I think that's a really good combination.
I agree. I think Ricard is who I would have picked if this wasn't a shortened season. But what I'm worried about with Ricard is so excited, but I feel like Ricard is somebody who would be excited no matter how well he did. And so like Ricard is not your Vetus from Second Chances, where when he lost, it was like, deuces, I'm out of here and I'm never going to talk to anybody again. I think Ricard could go out there, lose on day one, and still be super excited that he was out there. And I think that he would still be promoting it and talking about it nonstop. Danny, I think, is the exact opposite, where no matter how well he does, he's not going to be on social media because he really doesn't care. And that's why I went with Danny over Ricard, just because I think that Danny's floor is a lot higher than Ricard's floor. I think just because Ricard is excited, he's interacting, it's awesome. I love it, and I hope he does really well. But that's why I stayed away from him in the second round. And if in turn you didn't take him, I would have absolutely taken him with my next.
Yeah, that's totally fair. And like, I agree with those points. Like, I don't know. It's not as fun for me to do like the safe pick. Like Ricard's either he's gonna win or he's going at like.
But you're also gonna root for him the whole time, which is good about totally. Having.
Yeah,
you want to have players on your team that you're gonna root for.
100%. Yeah. I mean, I'll root for the guy, the person that you guys gave me, because they'll be on my team. You know,
that's true. Okay. That is true. All right. Who's your second one?
My second pick this turn, third pick overall, is going to be Erica.
Ooh. Okay.
Thank you. Again, she's a communications manager. She does a lot of like, her hobbies are boxing and fitness. So it seems like she's, you know, not going to be a slouch in the competitions.
Parvati was a boxer. We love to see it.
That's very true. I don't think that maybe I'm not prioritizing the whole physical fitness thing as much as I should be in a 26-day season. I don't know. But again, she's 32. She's a good age range for it. And here's a point that I wanted to bring up. I feel like with all this diversity casting, and again, you guys don't watch Big Brother 23, so it's harder for me to make these analogies because you guys don't watch
it. We're not as smart as you, that's why.
You guys aren't as smart.
We didn't watch
Big Brother 23. That's it.
Yeah.
But what we're seeing in Big Brother 23, for those of us that are watching, they have a lot more diverse cast. And there is a group of six Black contestants who formed an alliance and made it to the end. And so, like, because Survivor 41 was filmed before Big Brother 23, I think that because it's an equally diverse cast, there's like a good chance that they're like, yeah, we haven't seen like, you know, like a woman win Survivor in a while, or like a person of color win Survivor in a while. So I think that because it's more diverse, there's like way bigger of a chance that like there is a person of color alliance, or like a woman's alliance or something like that. And so I think that, I mean, also even like statistically, there are just like less like white guys or whatever that are around. Yeah. So I think, I mean, if there's any season that's going to happen, it's going to be the one where they, they want to see some change. And I think that's cool. So.
And I agree with everything you just said, but why did you pick Erica out of everybody else who's out there?
I just like her.
No. Okay. I'm just wondering. Cause like, I will say that in terms of like, when I've done my trolling to John here about the Canadians playing, everybody has defended Chantel a lot more than Erica. And so I'm surprised you went that route instead of Chantel.
Chantel is also high up on my list.
Okay. You're, so. We're just giving you your top 3, 4, 5 people at this point.
Yeah, and then I'm gonna lose anyways.
Yeah, you know. and then we're,
whatever.
Yeah. Now we know that intern is literally getting the 6 players he wants. His top 6 is gonna be his team, and they're gonna go out the first 6 boots.
Yeah, it's gonna be like a really big judgment on how good I am at drafting people. Yeah, you know.
It's also, I mean, kind of going back to what we were talking about earlier with like Ricard being very active on social media. I think this is like kind of an unconscious bias thing that every single person does, but like Erica hasn't been super loud on social media. So I think everyone's just going to assume like, oh, well, she doesn't do well, but some people are just like not into the social media thing. And Erica also, like, her top tweet is from 10 years ago saying that she was going to get cast on Survivor someday. So she's like clearly a fan, but I think it's one of those things where like, we're not seeing a ton of excitement on her end from a social media perspective, which take it as we will. So I feel like people are not like thrilled about her.
And I think something that like Alexa and I have kind of learned throughout this experience is there are certain people too who are a little fearful when they come back about what they can say, what they can't say, what they should be doing, what they shouldn't be doing. And so you're going to get different types of personalities. Some are just going to be like, screw it, I was on Survivor. They're not going to sue me. And there's other people who are a little bit more cautious. And Erica, being a communications person, might just be a little bit more cautious because she's actually seeing that world a little bit more.
Good point.
That might be why she's a little bit more quiet.
And also, to be fair, I usually have like some sort of bias of like people posting on social media before the season. But like the past 2 weeks, I was on vacation, and the week before that, I was moving. And there's a vacuum cleaner outside my door. But point is, like, this season, I'm less in touch with like the whole like social media world of this cast reveal. So I think that's probably influencing my decision too.
Yeah, so.
True.
And maybe it's for the better. So,
well, anyways. I'm in a tough spot here for my third pick, but I'm going to go and I'm going to try to think, what would Alexa not do?
And I'm a little thrown off. So
good. Yeah. Good. Yeah. We've good. Taken That's people that you strategy. Probably weren't anticipating. Yeah. So there you go. I'm going to go and I'm going to take Liana. And I've been super high on Liana since pretty much the second I saw her in the cast. And so I'm going to pick her here. I think she's got a lot of potential, especially on the tribe that she's on. I don't know. I think she's going to be able to fit in. I think that I just like her story. I just like her background. And so I'm going to pick her here. I'm not sure if Alexa would have taken her or not, but I wanted to make sure I ended up getting her on my team because I've been rooting for her since the day I saw the cast reveal. And I feel like I'm going to keep rooting for her.
Yeah, I like Liana. She's a good pick. She's a solid one.
Robert, what's your 22nd take on Liana?
I mean, I feel like all of the young people on this season, like, I feel like I've never been as impressed with the young people as I am with this season. And I think it's really cool. I think Liana's a good pick. Honestly, there are not a lot of people on this season that I think are like, ooh, they're not that good. Like, everyone seems like, you know, they can do well or like if not win. I like Liana. I know people are going to call me out for being like, oh, Robert likes the people that live close to him. Yeah, I do. Okay, I get it. I'm biased. I want to meet them and hang out with them.
Yes.
Liana, you know, regardless, I think, you know, has a lot going for her. So that's my 23rd.
I mean, not for nothing. I took a girl from Sherman Oaks with my first pick, and I lived in Sherman Oaks for the last 5 years. So, you know, whatever. I get it, yeah. Robert. Well, sometimes we don't think well.
I didn't want to pick Sarah because I knew that that's where you lived and I didn't want to be associated with you anymore than I had to.
Thank you. That's a good take.
That's awesome.
Alexa, speaking of people that we don't want to be associated with, who are your next two picks?
Yeah, I'm doubling up here. I'm going to Chantel and I'm going with Sydney. I have not been, ooh. I haven't like had a lot of, I'll go one by one. So Chantel, I've sort of gone back and forth on her. I just really like her because I think the life experience that she has had, good and bad, I think sets her up to be able to communicate with and relate to pretty much everybody. She's somebody who seems to have a very, very warm demeanor about her. I'm sure she's very funny. She's a pastor, and I think that's something that is pretty good on Survivor, apart from the fact that there was a pastor in early seasons who did not do very well. She's young, like she's funny. I think, you know, there are a lot of people on Survivor who are very religious, and I think that she is someone who they can look up to. I think Chantel's going to do really well. And with Sydney is someone who I have not like anticipated was going to do super well just because her answers are very like, they're very fiery. They're extremely entertaining, but I think her personality could be a lot for some people, but I'm thinking about in terms of points. I think she'll do well in challenges. I think she'll certainly be hunting around for an idol. I think she can get me some extra points being on my team. So I'm going to Sydney.
All right. So I'm going to respond in the same order. Chantel, again, she was probably my pick after Erica. I think that there's something to Survivor about like the people who win, there has to be like some sort of drive within them greater than just wanting to win the game. Not that people who just want to win can't win, but like I think people that like have there's something inside them of like, usually it's either like family that is strong enough to like let them win. Like that's what, you know, Tony's a big example of someone who like won for his family, or Sarah, or there are all these winners of it's like, this is what like kept them going. It's like something deep, something like greater than the game. And I think that religion is another good example of that. That's something that like, you know, when you're on your seventh day of the hurricane or whatever, right? Like it's going to be harder for someone that's just like, I want to win Survivor, to like push through that than someone who has like some deeper connection to like why they're out there. So I think that's, you know, Chantel really has that going for her. Also, everything else is just, again, fantastic. Like not a lot of duds in this cast, and Chantel, you know, Chantel's great. Again, and pastors, you know, work with community and connecting with people. Phil, do you want to give your Chantel take, or should I move to Sydney?
No, just go ahead, because I've kind of given my Chantel take. Wasn't going to take her next. I don't know. Alexa, would you have taken Liana if I didn't take Liana, or no?
She was in the pool. She was in the pool. She wasn't like a guarantee, but she was in the like top half.
Got it. Okay, yeah, no, I wasn't going to take Chantel next. The person I wanted to take is still there, so I'll end up taking him. So go ahead, Robert.
Cool. Yeah, so Sydney, I think like people have been like very like turbulent, I guess is the word about it,
yeah,
about their opinions
of
Sydney. Like when the cast came out, everyone was like, oh, Sydney's so cool. And then they saw her responses and they're like, oh, she's really cocky. But it's like, is that a bad thing? Like you want someone to be cocky on Survivor. And as long as she isn't like going around saying like, all you guys are, you know, underestimating, or like they're going to overestimate me or whatever. Like as long as she doesn't do that to other people on the island, you know, like,
yeah, as long as she just tells us.
Yeah, as long as she just tells us, the audience. Like, I mean, they say that people that are return say, like, you should play like it's, you know, like you don't have anything to lose, like it's your second time. And I think that she has the cockiness and the confidence to pull that off and play to win as opposed to playing to not lose. So I think it is kind of a risky pick, but also I was probably going to pick her next. So.
Yeah, cool. I like Sydney. Sydney's definitely controversial because of her answers, but I do think it's funny that like that's the most controversial person on this season.
Yeah.
So far, because there's been some like really controversial answers in the past and stuff, and not for nothing. In my opinion, Jeannie's answers should be definitely like more controversial just because they're so short, because there's nothing there.
Shouldn't
like
say I, much, yeah.
Yeah, like to me, that should be the more polarizing one. I'm kind of surprised people have latched on to Sydney, but Sydney did say the big R, which is Russell. And sometimes that's all it takes.
Well, it's easier to latch up. Well, it's easier to like be critical of someone when they do give answers versus don't. Like you, it's like we can't form an opinion on Jeannie because she hasn't given us anything.
Yeah,
I think it's maybe right. That kind of thing.
Yeah, and with Sydney, she said Russell, and that's all it takes.
So yeah, exactly. Spicy.
That's all it is. So I'm gonna go. And I'm gonna take my main man, Nasir, here because that's who I want to win this season more than anybody, and that's who I'm going with. And I'm happy I was able to get him. So there you go. If I would have taken Ricard instead of Danny, I would have my four like top people that bought Tiffany to, but those are like my four that like when I first saw it, didn't really even have to dive into them. Those are the four people that I was like, you know, these are interesting casting choices. I want to see where this goes. That's Ricard, Nasir, Sarah, and who was the last one I took? And Liana. Those are the four that I thought were really interesting right off the bat. So I'll go ahead, I'll take Nasir here, and I'll just be happy that I got him in round number four.
Love it.
Yeah, Nasir, I'm sure people have talked about this already. I'm just worried about the language barrier.
Yeah, I agree.
Mm-hmm. Like, it's, I mean, I don't know, man. Like, if you're trying to like convince, if you're trying to like talk at Final Tribal Council, and it's not as easy for you to form words as other people,
you'll lose to Aubrey and Michelle.
You'll lose to Aubrey and Michelle. Yeah. Or you know, if you're Nina from Worlds Apart and you're hard of hearing and it's harder for people to communicate with you, like that's it. I wish it wasn't a problem, but like, if you're trying to communicate with something with someone and like their life is on the line, like they're probably going to go with someone that it's easier to communicate with in order to like get their plan across. Again, beyond that, he seems fantastic, right? I mean, we have very good casting with people from Sri Lanka too, with the 20s. So, you know, let's go Sri Lanka. Yeah, I think that's a solid pick.
Love it. Double up, Robert.
All right. I'm trying to make sure that this is what I want to do. This is a kind of a weird spot.
You got two picks.
I got two picks. I know one of them. I'll just do that one first to stall. All right. This is, this is going against my entire strategy. I'm going with Brad.
I had a feeling you were going to pick Brad.
Brad's so funny, dude. He seems like such a good guy. He's probably going to make it. He's going to be voted out in the middle. Like, I don't know how much win equity he has. He's not going out the first four episodes. He's going to be like a physical threat. I think he's more of like a provider. He seems just like he's just going to be there. People be like, oh yeah, I love Brad. And then they'll just like get rid of him eventually. He seems kind of like a JP from 35, where it's just like, you know, like he's just there.
Except like he'll actually speak, hopefully.
He'll speak, people will like him, and he'll be like, or like I'm thinking of like Tom Laidlaw, where it's like, oh yeah, he's there, he's funny, does challenge stuff, gets voted out for some other reason that we don't know, because it's not as, there's too much nuance, but I'm going to go with Brad.
Cool. I like Brad. I'm a big Brad guy. Brad would have been my next pick. I knew he wasn't going to get back to me, though. Robert had to take somebody that I liked eventually, right?
Yeah, of course. and then next up, we're going to go with...
Gotta do it.
We're going to go with Deshaun.
All right. Deshaun, give us your Deshaun take.
I think this is another solid pick where it's like...
He just pats himself on the back every time he makes a pick.
Yeah,
I think this is a solid pick for me.
Well, what am I going to do? Like, that. I picked Deshaun. Man, that pick sucked. You know,
yeah, you're like, whatever. But you really are like the owner of the team who's like, he's going to bring everything a Dallas Cowboy brings to the NFL, and they say that every year, and every year the Cowboys suck. So like, come on, Robert. Well, what else you got?
I like it. I love the confidence.
I live in DC. I'm not a Cowboys fan.
So, you know. I would hope not.
Probably the opposite.
Washington football team fan. Thank you very much.
Yes.
Yeah. Again, I think Deshaun. He just feels like he's gonna. He feels like Davey to me. Like sociable, likable. Gonna get voted out like seventh ish probably. But I don't think that like. I mean, we are getting like later in the draft. I feel like he does have like he could go out early. If he's not as like, you know, physically capable, and we are thinking that like the physical threats are gonna have a better chance this season. That's the only reason I was worried about him. But I think like if he gets in a solid alliance, like he's totally fine. So,
So what I want you to do, Robert, that was your last pick. Without breaking your computer again, can you write down the person that you want the least? I want to see if you actually end up with them. And I want you to like hold it up when we're done here. And while you do that,
the person that I want the least.
Yeah, like the person like who you would say would be the person you would give to Alexa or I when it comes down to it. I'm just wondering, out of the people who are left, who it is that you really don't want. But don't say it until it actually gets to that point, because I just want to see if it matches up. And briefly, I'm just going to throw up this piping cold take. There's nothing wrong with Cowboys fans. Alexa, did you tell John to say something that ridiculous?
I would never support anything that has anything to do with the Cowboys, so I cannot be a part of this.
Oof, that just made me cold inside. Ooh. All right. I'm going to go and
my vote. I have it written down.
Okay. Love it. Film. I'm going to take David.
Yeah, you like him.
I like him maybe because he's our friend, but also because no, I like David because I think when you come out and you want to be a villain, you're going to get a lot of screen time, and that might be too polarizing for MVP, but it gives you a better chance to get me an MVP if you play an idol or something correctly. So yeah, I'm going to go ahead. I'm going to say David, and we'll see how he actually ends up shaking up. He could be too much. I'm happy I'm getting him in the fifth round and not the third or second round. But I think there could be some longevity to this game if he really does come out and try to be the villain, because people might try to drag him early.
Yeah.
Or he could just be he could be much more nuanced than we're realizing.
Yeah, I like that. That's a good point about him being, if he knows how to be like the right kind of villain and not like too much of a villain to the point where they would want to get rid of him, then otherwise, you know, he's someone they can bring along for a while.
I remember one interview, it was probably with you guys, that you had with David Sampson, where he said either he's gonna get first or he's gonna be voted out first.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think it's the same thing with this David, where it's like he's either, people are gonna just hate him immediately and be like, screw this guy, get him out of here. Or like he's gonna be like a lot more likable than people think his interviews let him on to be. And he's gonna be a dynamic force in the game, and people are gonna respect him. So I literally have David is high variance in all caps in my notes. So
yeah,
I think that's a fun pick.
So, and that's why I'm taking him here, because I feel like Alexa probably would have ended up taking him had I not, based on the four people who are left. But maybe I'm wrong.
I am so low on him, but I did notice I only have one guy. My final two, I'm pretty excited to pick Heather. I know I'm probably going against all like previous Survivor stereotype sacrilege in that I'm taking two of the oldest women on this season with both Tiffany and Heather, but Heather seems like kind of like a bro in like a woman's body. And I mean that as she likes
that's
to
actually so true.
I yeah. Like about that. She that's, like, that's she's really like, I cuss point. Like a sailor. I know how to make fire. I'm like, I want to be present and contributing at camp. I really like Heather. And even if she goes early, then she's my fifth pick and that's fine. And then I'm going to pick Eric for my last pick. I don't know. I don't have super high hopes for Eric. I think like my ceiling for him is like a mid merge, which I think would be great. I look at him and I immediately see like a tribe leader, but then again, being a tribe leader is not always a really good thing. I don't think there's anything like offensive about him, but I also don't think there's anything that really excites me.
Yeah. Eric's a weird one. I was kind of hoping that you would have passed up on him. I thought that you would have taken Evie, and I'm surprised you didn't, because I thought I'd be able to get Eric there and sneak it in. Was it mainly because you only had one man on your tribe? Is that what you were thinking?
No, I'm a little nervous about Evie. I don't know.
Okay. Well,
you know, even though the two people from Boston are not on my team, which is typically not what I do.
That's very weird.
All of us are biased based off of where. Yeah.
That's literally all it takes, man. Dude, I took Michelle because she was from New Jersey, and now it's become a meme. So it's like, what's up?
If you do it for the meme, it's worth it.
It'll work
memes
out.
Memes are better than winning the draft, honestly.
Honestly, I won the draft and I won the memes. is the name that you wrote down still available or no?
The name that I wrote down is not available.
Who was it?
Ooh.
I had Eric written down.
Wow. Oh,
okay.
Interesting.
Good handwriting. That'd be good for writing down votes.
I put in a lot of effort because I knew it was going to be on camera.
So before I tell you who your last person is, why would you have Eric as like the least? Why do you have Eric as number 18 on this season?
I think that everybody else that was left stood out to me. Not that Eric doesn't stand out, that everyone else had like a thing that I could more easily latch on to of like, oh, if they can take advantage of this part of their personality, then, you know, they'll be able to do well. Heather, like, yeah, it's like she's like a frat bro in a mom's body, right? Like if she can connect with the other older women, she can probably connect with Xander and probably like talk about dumb college stuff that they did or whatever, right? Evie, I think, you know, could be very aware. Jeannie, I also love, which I'll get more into their points later.
Ooh, maybe I take Jeannie then, so Robert can't have her.
Eric, I mean, you don't know who I want. Maybe I'm gaslighting you, Phil.
You didn't say you love Evie, that's for sure.
Maybe you don't know that I don't know. You don't know what I'm doing.
All right, guys,
I don't know what
I'm doing. Let's get to this.
Point is, I just think that nothing stood out to me about Eric as much as other stuff. And I just don't want him. I'm just worried he's not going to do well, you know, just a vibe thing.
And that's
it. All right, Phil, who are you giving me?
Alexa, how do you feel if I give up immunity and let Robert make the pick and I just deal with what's happening?
Ooh, how exciting. I support that.
Robert, you want to make the pick?
We love some spice at the end.
Sure.
You make the pick. I'll let you take, and I'll take whoever's last.
Unprecedented, folks.
I'm going to take Jeannie.
Okay.
Jeannie reminds me of, if anyone's into cooking YouTube, Kenji Lopez Alt.
Wow.
Seems like it's a crazy name.
But Robert's been watching cooking YouTube and growing his hair for the last 18 years.
He's very sophisticated.
Yeah, and let me tell you, it was worth it. Jeannie just seems like a fun person. It's like, oh, you go and hang out. I also wrote down, Jeannie reminds me of Jonas Atsuji from One World. And
of this podcast fame.
Yeah. And Mike White. It's just like someone who's there. It's like, oh, yeah, I love it. Same reason why I took Brad, where it's like, oh, they're just fun to hang around with, you know? Like, Brad seems more like more of a dynamic force, which is why I took him earlier. But Jeannie's one of those people where, like they're just there in the group, and then they say like a wicked one-liner, and you're like, oh yeah, that was pretty good.
Love that.
And that has a lot of value, just being fun to be around in Survivor. So
yeah, I pretty much gave up my pick because I was going to take Evie no matter what. And after you said you love Jeannie, I was like, great, he could just take Jeannie, and then I'll be like, I got stuck with Evie, and she won the whole game. But I you said the thing about one-liners with Jeannie. That's kind of what turned me off from her, is that we got nothing from her in her cast, in her bio. And that that's really what turned me off to her. So I'll go ahead and I'll take Evie. Even though, like, I try to stay away from people who openly talk politics, and like her idol was AOC. So like that could obviously rub people the wrong way if she does talk about that on the season. Mm-hmm. But I'll take her over Jeannie, 'cause I think Evie's got the game for sure. And I'm sure that she's also playing up her bio a little bit more than what she's going to do when she actually gets on the island. So yeah. I'm happy to have Jeannie. And let's run through our team real, real quick, and then we'll get out of here. Robert, just read your six off. I'll read mine off. Alexi, read yours off, and then we will do.
All right. My team Robert, best team in the world, is JD. Mm. Let's go. Ricard, Erica, Brad, Deshaun, and Jeannie.
Cool. And I got Sarah, Danny, Leanna, Nasir, David, and Evie.
And I have Tiffany, Xander, Chantel, Sydney, Heather, and Eric. Robert, it's great to have you here.
Great to be here. Great,
you bring, an extra life again, to the podcast.
No, I'll take a last place any day of the week.
And we are not doing the Eliminator this year because we think that this is something that we find very exciting, yet it's something that fans can't really participate in. And whenever we have guests and try to explain to them, they're always confused.
Yes. And so become a patron. $20 patrons can participate in our Power Rankings game. Our Power Rankings game will go live after the first episode. We already have our first survivor available and ready to go for Sunday, the 26th. So we're ready to go with that one. They'll be participating in the Power Rankings game. I can't tell you. And that's what we're going to do. So if you want to participate, jump over, become a $20 patron, patreon.com/survivorspecialist. We're going to be having those emailed to us, but we'll give more information after the recap on Wednesday. And Wednesday, we are actually going to be recapping Survivor. It's blowing my mind. A new episode. Amazing times.
Alexa's going to go have herself. I can't believe it yet.
Nobody can. Alexa's going to go have herself a dang party. So we're going to be going live at 11 p.m. Eastern time. So stay up late, East Coast folks. West Coast people, I guess you'll just have to not watch the episode and watch us instead. But we'll be going live at 11 o'clock Eastern. Right, Alexa?
No, I thought we were going 10:30, but we can do 11.
No, we're going 11.
All right, 11 o'clock.
Yeah, I thought – no, we had talked about it, but that's all right.
All right, we're doing it live.
Yeah, I think Alexa wants to. All right, anyway, Robert, everybody's saying you have the best team, which means we are guaranteeing you finish last place. any last words before we forget all about you until December?
Absolutely not. I'm just happy to be watching Survivor again and be drafting and being on this podcast. So, I'm excited.
It is great. Great to be here at this point. 2 days away.
2 days. Let's go.
All right, everybody. We'll see you on Wednesday night.